call in and say she cannot make it. Do I hear a motion to suspend? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And we're having problems already? Keep talking, test. You have to hear me do the speaker, so distract. Chris is coming. Oh, well. Okay, is it working yet? One, two, three, four. Test, is it working? Test, now is it working?
I can hear you, but I don't know if you want the speakers to.
Oh, you can hear me, but you don't want to come over the speakers. Okay. Well, we'll just move on then. We didn't put on our budget a new system. Hope it's going to solve the problem we've had. Okay, we got a quick second. Motion on that was done. All right, volunteer recognition.
Before I call people up tonight, I guess I'd like to just mention that we need to involve.
for Rob Simmons for being an outstanding volunteer. We do all the lot, and I thank you. And I want to thank you all that you're here, and we really, really do appreciate what you're doing. Initially, I want to recognize another family that's here tonight, for all that they have done, so Mary and Charlotte, can you come up and talk to them? This is one of the fun things, get to look at your citizens, what they're doing, and try to honor some of them, so it's fun to go and do this. We'd like to recognize Mary and Charlotte Johnson for the continued volunteerism in our community. Both have been involved in the annual Christmas breakfast for over 36 years. And this program has been successful for many years. Mary was a volunteer firefighter for 30 years. And we're going to be fire chief after retirement of fire chief Wayne Van Peek. We have both volunteered for the Adams County Fair Board for 15 years. And Mary was president of the Fair Board for 5 years, and Charlotte was president for 2 years and office manager for many years. Mary was in Adams County, she served deputy for 5 years. Both are past members of Eagle Lodge, and Mary served as president for several years. We have been community members for 42 years. So that's all they've been involved in. We still want to put back in and make it, and that's what we're really neat about all of this, is recognizing people that do that. And thank you very much, Charlotte, for you. For being an outstanding volunteer. Thank you very much. And for you. And Mary, good luck to you. Volunteer, outstanding volunteer, and thank you again for coming up for all that.
You do.
Okay, next on the agenda is employee recognition, Bonnie Valdez. Debbie?
I think Bonnie's here. Come on up, please. Bonnie Valdez was hired at the accounts payable clerk in 2002, was promoted to utility board in 2005. She is a very valuable employee and provides outstanding assistance to our community. Bonnie's past experience as a high school grader has never come in handy at City Hall. However, with the numerous qualities that she possesses, she is very appreciated by all of us. As a utility grader, she is dedicated to ensure that the city's utility rates are charged correctly and all policies are followed. She also provides customer service and assists me in other duties. This appreciation class is for 10 years of service. Bonnie Valdez is a recognition of 10 years of loyal and dedicated service to the city of Ohio, 2002 to 2005. This is for me to thank Bonnie for all of her service.
I don't know if I was responsible for him getting here or not. His wife and I looked at that house and we were like, but there was no adequate place for a wife to rent a piano, so we quiet, so my God. You like Snickers bar? I think you need a little one. I couldn't find the big one, so I thought it would be. I thought it was, it'd be all right for Christmas because there's a dozen over here, okay? So that's one for every day of 12 days of Christmas. So don't eat them all at one time.
There really is a God.
Next is 2.04, Financial Investment Report. Spencer? Thank you again, everybody, for what you've done.
Yes.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Still not too much at
all. That's all right.
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. I just had a couple quick things to share with you. As you know, we have two different investments, one with the LGIP and one with the Bank of America, and then we have our operating account down the street here with U.S. Bank. And this memo right here just gives you the up-to-date. This is through the end of October, October 31st. These are the balances in those accounts. I wanted to mention one thing about each one of the investments, though, and to do that, I'm going to bring up one of the other items here. I'll just talk about them one at a time. As you can see, the investment that's up on the top is the LGIP investment. And we make, for the month of October, we made $654 on investment interest on the $4.3 million that we have in that account. There are a couple of unique things with this account. One thing is it's a very safe account for public funds. Those funds are also very liquid for us. If we need funds for large projects, that money is out there, and it's easily accessed. I just got a note today that from the LGIP where they're offering some new types of investments. It'd still be an LGIP investment, but it's one that will offer a little more. There will be a little more risk, a little more volatility there. But there's still the LGIP security. You know, it'll still be a secure investment. And the new investments that they offer will have a little more interest, a higher interest rate. Right now, what we have is called the money market fund, and what they're offering is called an extended asset fund, an LGIP EAF, they call it. And so that's something that we'll bring forward to the finance committee here within the next couple weeks as more information comes out about it. So hopefully we'll be able to increase some of our monthly interest in with the LGIP funds. And then our last fund here, this is our portfolio with the Bank of America. And as you can see, for the month of October, overall there's a loss of $1,900. The ending balance for October is $4.7 million, just barely over $4.7 million. And that figure shows the cash balance and the monthly interest. Everything is included in that balance. So as the investments increase, that balance is going to increase occasionally. Because these funds are tied to the market, we're going to see a decrease. And so that's what we're seeing here in the month of October. The market had a harder month that month, and so our investment earnings weren't enough to compensate for that loss. You can see in past months, we're ranging typically between $5,000 and $6,000 a month. And last November, interestingly enough, the last time we had a dip was right about the same time. It was quite a bit bigger than the dip we just experienced this October. It was $13,000. But those are our investments. We have hopefully some exciting things coming down with the LGIP to try to increase some of those, some of the investment earnings on those monies. So thank you very much.
Any questions? Third quarter report from Adams County Fire District 5. Chief Lava? Chief Baca? Thank you for coming.
Good evening. Thank you. Before you got our second biennial minutes from our meeting in September or October, I'll cover the second portion of that. City fire incidents for the third quarter, July through September, 32. Business inspections, 46. Staff training, 6. Outside trainings, we had 3. School fire drills, 12. And several fire prevention tour or presentations at school. October is fire prevention month, and we attended each one of the elementaries, 2 preschools, and then we also did a career day later in the month. It's always great to be in with the kids. We're relatively well received by all the kids, and they're eager to learn. It was a real good process for us. But at our second biennial meeting, we talked about some of the apparatus for the city and some of the things that will be coming up in the next couple of years that we'll need to look at. And one being the oldest of the city aerials. It's a 1984 aerial, 75 foot. It was built in Canada. And it is showing some age right now. Some of the plumbing is starting to rust out, and some of the other essential needs of the truck are becoming apparent from the age of it. We hope to bring some numbers and some proposals later next year for you to look at. It's something that doesn't have to happen next year. You know, we've got some time with the truck still. We did a fix on it in-house. We recoded the water tank itself and estimate of 2 to 5 years left on the tank before it has to be replaced or rebuilt completely. So we'll bring that to you next year. We can talk about where the city wants to go with that particular unit. Go from there. 8121, which is the newest aerial for the city, passed its 5-year certification by UL testing, and we had no write-ups on that for close to 11. So we came away from doing that. We continued our hydrant testing throughout the summer and into the early fall with Public Works. We completed just roughly half the hydrants in the hotel. We got a hotel divided into quadrants. We got 2 full quadrants out and hope to continue that program next year. It's been successful for us. All the other city apparatus is in service and no ongoing maintenance on those or no ongoing issues that need to be maintained. All the trucks are inspected at least every 2 months. So they go through our stuff quite often here in the ship. If you have any questions.
Questions from council? Guess not. I want to thank you again for all that you guys do for the community and our partnership. Like it works really, really well from both sides, and you know, tell all the firemen that we appreciate what they do and the safety they bring to everybody here. So, very valuable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Our 2.06 Chamber of Commerce Shop Fellow Program. President Sean Logan.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Sean Logan, 1005 East Hamlin. I'm the president of the chamber. Before I talk about the Shop Othello, I do also want to talk about another event. The Chamber of Commerce over this past year has been beginning to start to do some of the things that used to happen in Othello, and one of those was a Christmas lighting contest. And I got a phone call from City Councilman Dan Deaver, saying, hey, let's do one for the commercial businesses. And so he put his money where his mouth is, and he threw some money in, and the Chamber of Commerce is gonna put some money in. Eamon Sheldon said he was gonna put some money in, so of course I wanna challenge each one of you council members, if you wanna put some money in as prize money toward this event, you can contact either myself or the Chamber later this week or next week. But I talked to Brianna at the paper about it. She's gonna have something in the paper. And basically commercial businesses in Othello who decorate and around a Christmas theme are gonna be judged on, let's see what my calendar says. I think it's on the 20th of December, Thursday the 20th. And people will be required, or businesses that want to participate need to return an entry form. So prize is going to be for first prize at least $100, and if you guys chip in some more, it might even be more. So that's something that's going on that wasn't on the agenda. Now, I wanted to talk about the Shop Othello program. You guys got this flyer. The Chamber of Commerce has partnered with the Othello Outlook and the Factory Pizzeria on First Avenue to host an event where people can get their picture with Santa Claus, and I believe the fee is $5. The benefits go to the girls' wrestling program. Each person that or family that gets their photo with Santa will go enter into a drawing, and the chamber is gonna give away 10 $10 gift certificates to participating restaurants in Othello. So it's gonna be a fun event. We're gonna supply the hot cocoa. You guys are welcome to come, bring your families, bring your grandkids or kids or otherwise, and have some fun. So just want to invite you guys to come.
Thank you, Sean. That's a great idea. Thank you very much. Okay, 2.07, City Christmas lighting trip to Leavenworth. Gary?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I want to start tonight by letting everybody know that our first city trip to the Seahawks and Jet games was very much a success. A lot of people liked it. It was a good trip. People want to continue that. So we're starting here with a second trip to a city trip to the Leavenworth Tree Lighting Festival. It's scheduled for December 8th. It leaves the City Hall parking lot at 9:30 a.m. that Saturday, returns approximately 9 p.m. The cost is $55 a person. It's for all ages are invited to attend. Anybody under 18 needs to be accompanied by an adult. We've advertised in at the school district, businesses around town, the chamber, City Hall has a flyer, we have a flyer down at Public Works. We invite everybody to join in. It's a bus. It's a 24-person bus. There'll be one Park and Rec staff that'll attend. So we have 23 seats available as we speak. It is for the light show, December 8th.
Questions? Great. Good idea. Let's see how it works.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry. Okay. Do we have any committee reports? Nope. Okay. Any unfinished business? New business? Anything at all that council needs to share? We'll have another meeting next Monday on the 10th. You'll be out of town on the 10th? Okay. Okay. Anything else from council? Okay, then this meeting's adjourned. And thank you, everybody, for coming.